Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A third Democrat has officially jumped into the race to replace Governor Deval Patrick. State Senator Dan Wolf, who started and runs the airline Cape Air, formally announced his candidacy in a statement and a video on his campaign website. Wolf, a two-term senator from Harwich, joins Newton pediatrician Dr. Donald Berwick and Joseph Avalone, a life sciences company executive from Wellesley, in competition for the Democratic Party nomination. State Treasurer Steve Grossman plans to announce his candidacy at the party convention this weekend. Senator Wolf joins us now here in the studio to talk about his campaign for governor. Good morning, and thanks for coming to the studio.
Pleasure to be here, Bob. Thanks very much for having me.
Let me ask you straight up, why do you want to be governor?
Bob, I started a business, a handful of employees, and this is the American dream, really, for me in action. With a handful of employees and one airplane, 25 years ago, we started a business which now employs over 1,000 people. The public-private partnership back then was investing in infrastructure in ways that we're not now, investing in education and creating opportunities in our communities, which I'm concerned don't exist to the degree that they did when I started Cape Air. This really is about rebuilding a public-private partnership, providing opportunity and jobs, and helping to redefine in ways that will work well for our communities and our citizens.
Well, dig deeper into that. How would your experience at Cape Air help determine your business priorities if you become governor?
Certainly, my business priorities will be around not creating jobs specifically as government jobs, but helping to build infrastructure and education so that entrepreneurs, like I was 25 years ago, will be able to collaborate to create business opportunities and create jobs. So, for example, if we're investing in transportation, if we're investing in technology, internet infrastructure, if we're investing in energy and other opportunities, that's very important for our business community.
And do you see that lagging in Massachusetts right now? Do you see these as key issues or maybe the key issues?
I wouldn't say they're lagging because I do have a lot of respect for the current administration. And I think relative to other states, we've done a good job. But nationally, I think there does need to be concern in our private sector, whether we're keeping up with the rest of the world so that businesses can, in a global economy, compete and be successful.
Let me ask you about healthcare and specifically about healthcare costs. On the subject of competition, which is a word that you used a moment ago, many of the other candidates for governor are expected to come out of the healthcare industry to run, which means that healthcare is obviously going to shape up as a key issue in this race. So what does Massachusetts do to try and control healthcare costs under your administration?
Accessible, affordable, and simple healthcare need to be the goal. The complexity of it for the end user, the client, the patient, is just still overwhelming. And I see that through our employees. I see that through my own personal situation with my family.
Let me ask you about something that's at issue up on Beacon Hill right now. The governor and legislative leaders are butting heads over the state transportation financing plan. The governor had originally wanted to raise taxes by almost $2 billion in order to pay for both transportation and education. Among his proposals was to raise the state income tax, which was rejected by lawmakers, and now they're butting heads over how high to raise the state gasoline tax. Are you in favor of hiking the state gasoline tax further than the 3 cents a gallon already approved by state lawmakers? And if so, how much?
Any proposals we have to raise revenue have to be mindful of the challenges and the struggles of our working families. So the answer is I look at progressive ways of raising revenue to fund those investments that we need to be funding for the future.
But what does that mean? It's a little nonspecific, saying more progressive taxes.
What it means is that when you have an economy that has restructured itself over the last 30 years, and especially over the last 10 to 15, where people in the middle and at the bottom have been making less relative to what they were making 25 or 30 years ago, we have to look for a progressive tax that raises revenue from those who can afford to pay them.
All right. So let me ask you then specifically, does that mean a higher income tax? Because some people consider that the most progressive way to do it.
It means a higher income tax for those at the top who can pay. And it's really important to understand that. One of the things I liked about the governor's proposal was it had exemptions at the low end so that people in the middle class would not have been paying higher and in many cases would have been paying lower income tax, where those over $80,000 to $100,000 a year of income would have been contributing slightly more. And I think those are the types of proposals, as the economy has become more top-heavy in the last generation, that we have to look for to fund that vision of the future that we're talking about.
Going to be a lot of candidates in this race, at least a lot of Democrats, maybe a few Republicans too. How do you think you're going to stack up against them, both in terms of campaign organization and the ability to raise money, when the state treasurer, Steve Grossman, already has raised over $500,000 for this campaign?
If we have the right conversation with the voters and with the citizens of the Commonwealth, and my goal is to get out there and get into every living room and talk to every citizen in the next year and a half, then the finances and the voting specifics and all of the political calculation becomes irrelevant.
State Senator, head of Cape Air, and now gubernatorial candidate Dan Wolf, good to talk to you again, and thanks for coming into the studio so early in the morning.
Bob, great to be here. Thanks very much.